son is, I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
I did. The last time I seen is a year ago.
A year ago?
Yeah. I guess he drives a different truck, and I don't notice it.
Yeah.
And so.
He got laid off the fire that...
He got fired.
Yeah.
I didn't know. When I phoned you last time...
Yeah.
Who did that fire? Shabbat got fired. Your son-in-law, you know your previous son-in-law, huh? The Shabbat there?
Yeah.
He got fired, and Andy got fired.
And what really happened to them? I mean, okay.
You see, like, who owns the place now? What's his name? Massey Ferguson. What's his name now?
Massey Ferguson.
Yeah, well, the guy who sold New Holland, you know, and Brandon.
Oh, Mazur.
Who?
You mean the big outfit, Mazur?
Yeah.
Mazur, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Ed Mazur. You can't mess around with him.
No.
You know, that guy is worth $1 billion.
So?
And he's all over the place. And Andy, he's got more tractors and more machinery in his yard than at the company. And he must have bought, I was told he bought tractors and stuff like that and sold it behind the company. You know?
Yeah.
And his boss, he doesn't buy shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what's the name again?
Andy.
No.
Oh, Mazur.
Mazur.
Yeah.
You can't fool around with him.
Yeah.
And another thing, I think there were $80,000 guys, you know.
He's what?
They're $80,000 guys in wages, you know.
Yeah.
And I think they're not more worth than about 40. So he straightened everything out. They had no choice. They had to leave.
Yeah.
Because he took him short. Because you can't mess around with this guy.
And I'm surprised that Andy Shabbat, or what Andy Shabbat did.
I believe it's your son-in-law.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did he do anything wrong too?
Yes.
Oh, I'm very surprised.
They piss in the same pot.
Fine.
It looks they piss in the same pot, those two guys.
Yeah. And what did you say about the $80,000?
Their wages are $80,000 a month, something like that, $80,000, $90,000.
Yeah.
And I think it was too much for Mazur, huh? He knew there's something not right.
His bill was on the fuel for the truck and stuff like that?
That I don't know about the fuel.
No.
But he won't work for Mazur no more.
No.
Because they're not worth a shoot. They're just full of crooked business, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did they give him a package deal when he left or something, no?
Oh, he just gave him a kick in the ass.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
And that's what they need.
And
that's what Andy needs. I don't know.
I'm surprised that Andy, because he's been there for a long time.
Well, you can say Ed Mazur, you know?
Yeah.
That guy's got, he's got money running out of his shorts, his ears and everything.
Yeah, well, he owns about 7 or 8 businesses. He's got
exactly.
Around Carmen and that area too, huh?
Hey, that guy is no fool, I tell you.
Oh.
And when he sees somebody, he knows who he is.
Yeah.
Do you know him personally?
No, but I heard a lot about him, but that they're big operators. They have lots of money.
I know him. I know him for 30 years.
You know them for 30 years, huh?
Yeah, Ed Mazur, yeah.
Yeah.
I once bought a grader from him back in 1972.
Is that right?
Yeah, and an 8014 grader.
Yeah, and they're in Brandon, huh?
And they were just in Brandon at that time. But yeah. He owned the farm about 4,000 or 5,000 acres at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when I...